Well, we're back again. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate on behalf of SUNY Upstate Medical University and University Hospital, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. I'm joined this morning by two orthopedic surgeons from University Hospital, Dr. Kevin Setter and Dr. Vipul Nanavati. We've been talking about shoulders and elbows, the pain some of us suffer in those two joints, and treatment options for them, and we were just about to discuss surgery when we broke for the news. So, gentlemen, I know different surgeries are indicated for different reasons. Some are more invasive than others, so let's start with surgeries. Where would you like to start?
Sure. Nobody likes to hear that they need surgery, but I think what's important to understand that is we've come a long way with regards to shoulders and elbows and how we treat them from a surgical standpoint. With the sort of the advent of arthroscopy, which is the minimally invasive type of surgeries we do, we've come a long way with fixing much of the problems in the shoulder and elbow through that process.
And when you say arthroscopy. You're talking about very small incisions.
Yes, and we're talking incisions maybe the size of your index finger,
really?
The width of your index finger at best, putting a special camera in your elbow or your shoulder, and then making a few what we call portals, which are similar incisions across different parts of your shoulder or elbow to be able to put other instruments in. And we can do repairs of your rotator cuff. We can do instability problem repairs where people's shoulders are popping in and out of their socket. We can fix those type of things, ligament repairs. We can even help cure problems with frozen shoulders where shoulders that are stuck and can't move anymore and help them get moving better. And those can be done through these small, simple incisions, maybe three or four little poke holes, as they call it, in the shoulder and get it taken care of.
And why would you choose to do the surgery in just that way? There must be benefits to that kind of surgery.
Absolutely. The benefits to arthroscopic surgery are significant. One is it's quicker recovery, less pain usually. There's less risk with arthroscopic surgery, the risk of infection, the risk of having to go through other muscles or tissues in the shoulder, which are very important to the health of the shoulder or elbow. You don't have to go through those from a very large open incision. The recovery time obviously is less. And like I said, the pain threshold is usually less from those type of surgeries because you're not doing such an extensive operation.
Very good. And Dr. Setter, what other kinds of surgeries are there besides just the arthroscopic surgeries?
There are various other surgeries. Certain things in the shoulder you can't do through poke hole incisions. There are certain, for example, a joint replacement. And these are open surgical procedures for someone with severe arthritis who has failed non-operative treatment. There are certain rotator cuff tears which are not amenable to arthroscopic repair, and these are better repaired open.
They are. Now, you know, I've heard of knee replacements. I've heard of hip replacements. You're saying these are shoulder replacements and elbow replacements?
Correct.
And when would somebody get an elbow replaced?
Elbow replacements are not as common as shoulders, hips, and knees. But certainly there are people out there who develop severe wear and tear of the elbow and severe pain, dysfunction, and loss of motion. And their best option, if they can't tolerate the pain, is a total elbow replacement.
And an elbow replacement, does that work then the way a knee would or a hip? Do they last as long or do they...
Elbow replacements are a little different than other joints because they're actually hinged together. And they don't tend to last as long as knee replacements, hip replacements, and shoulder replacements, unfortunately.
And then if somebody gets their elbow replaced or their shoulder replaced, does it last long enough that they won't need to do it again, or is it something you might have to do a second time?
Oh, that's the goal is to do these operations once. And most of these prostheses, barring any complications, will last 10 to 15 years.
Interesting. So now we've talked about the arthroscopic and we've talked about the joint replacements. Are there other surgeries as well?
Sure. You have there's other surgeries. They sort of fall into the arthroscopic or open type of procedure. And when you talk about open surgery, you're talking about an incision. You're talking about things that, you know, if you're not doing a joint replacement, you're talking about doing things that require reconstruction of a joint. We talk about arthroplasty or joint replacements in people, but again, since they only last 10 to 15 years, and we try to avoid having to operate on someone over and over again, younger people who have problems, traumatic arthritis, people who have had an injury and then develop arthritis in their joints, people who have an injury and have bad fractures and they require other types of treatments. These are what we call reconstructive surgeries. And much of these surgeries, some of them are done arthroscopically, but a good percentage of them are done probably through an open incision. Mm-hmm. And those are some of the newer technologies. Those are the kinds of things that you learn in that shoulder and elbow fellowship that are the up and coming, the newer types of things that are going on across the country. And then hopefully that's what we're bringing to the Central New York region.
Well, and we appreciate the fact that you are. Well, we've talked about the various treatments for shoulders and elbows, for all those kinds of problems from injuries and so forth, but there must be ways of preventing some of these injuries. Do you get into prevention at all? Do you talk to those kinds of things with your patients?
Absolutely. I think the misconception a lot of patients have is that when they go see an orthopedic surgeon that they're a surgeon, that they're going there and they're going to have surgery. We're physicians also, we're doctors, and people come to see us for their shoulder and elbow problems. And I think Dr. Sutter and I've tried to get to through today, I think hopefully, is that much of the problems that you see with the shoulder and elbow can be treated from a non-operative standpoint, from mm-hmm. a non-surgical standpoint.
Through therapy.
Through therapies, mm-hmm. through other types of activity modifications and other modalities of care, either physical therapy or something called occupational therapy or changing your work structure or environment. We take care of a lot of things that are conditions that we treat from a non-operative standpoint with all of these other types of treatments. And I think the key is to be able to figure out which treatment is the right treatment for the right condition. And that is sort of the art of the practice of treating shoulders and elbows.
And so what about somebody who comes to you with some kind of an injury that's maybe been caused by sports or by work, and then you work with them for a period of time, they go through therapy or perhaps they even have surgery, and then they want to go back to that same job or they want to go back to that same sport. What kinds of treatment do you give to them, or what kinds of advice do you give to them?
Well, we the reason we do send people to therapy and the reason we do send people or to perform surgery on people is to get them back to what they normally do, whether it be recreational, sporting, mm-hmm. Or their job. And we try to look for factors which have caused the original problem. A lot of problems with shoulder and elbows are because of mechanical problems which are causing these problems. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of throwing injuries, shoulder and elbow, that are caused from improper mechanics of throwing. And there are a lot of throwing coaches out there and therapists that can help mm-hmm. These patients perform proper mechanics so they don't fall into the same problem they had when they came in to see us initially.
So they kind of learn to adjust what it is they're doing so that they don't run into the same problem again. And what about things like, I know that we talked about skateboarders, we talked about bicycles and people falling. I presume that you're going to tell them to wear elbow pads or...
Absolutely. Yeah. You have to take the proper precautions. If you're on a bicycle, you have to wear your helmet. You have mm-hmm. to, when you're on a skateboard, when you're doing rollerblading, ice skating, there are elbow pads you should wear, wrist splints you should wear, shoulder pads when you're playing football, other sporting activities. Things you can do if you're going to be doing a lot of extensive overhead activity or a lot of repetitive activity with your arms, your arms are not used to often doing those types of things, and if on a weekend you're doing a lot of gardening or you're doing a lot of overhead house chores, you're doing a lot of home remodeling or whatever the situation, have it in the back of your mind to be cognizant of taking a break in between, not just keeping your arms over your head for several hours at a day and just trying to do the work. Warm up, that's a very important part with any athletic activity or anything you're going to do that's going to be laborious in nature, that you're going to mm-hmm. need your arms to do a lot of lifting or carrying. Get your muscles warmed up before you start lifting and carrying things. I think that's one of the biggest things that can lead you into trouble is just having not stretched your arms out, warmed up, and then trying to lift something heavy, and then suddenly you'll feel that pop in your shoulder or that elbow, mm-hmm. and you'll get yourself in a little trouble.
So warming up and taking breaks are the kinds of things you're recommending.
Absolutely.
Well, if one of our listeners wanted to get in touch with one of you directly, do you ask for them to call you directly, or do they need to go through a primary care physician?
Well, I think Dr. Sutter and I have both made an attempt or are trying to make an attempt to make ourselves accessible to our community mm-hmm. or our communities in the Central New York region. We're more than happy to see anybody who has a shoulder and elbow problem. We do not necessarily need a referral to be
Good.
Seen. You can get a referral through your primary physician. Sometimes insurances require you mm-hmm. to get a referral first. But if your insurance allows you, all you have to do is get a hold of us through our office or
Very
through
good.
Upstate and we'll be more than happy to schedule an appointment.
That's great. And we'll make sure that we have contact information for you on our HealthLink On Air website as well. Well, I have one other question. It's a little off topic, but I think our listeners will be interested. The two of you represent a demographic that so many Central New Yorkers think is just leaving this area. You're young, you're professional, you're well-educated, and you've both lived in other major cities. Dr. Setter, you lived in New York City, and Dr. Nanavati in Philadelphia. What made you decide to come and live in Syracuse? Dr. Setter?
A couple of things. We both trained in centers of excellence in shoulder and elbow surgery. We were both very fortunate for that. And there are various centers about the country. And we've met and we talked about this. And our goal was to set up a center of excellence up here in central New York to serve the community up here.
That's great.
In central New York.
That's great. And what brought you to Syracuse specifically? Was there something about this area that you liked?
Well, I think that my wife and I, when we both came up here, we absolutely love the environment. It was it's a beautiful area. The people are wonderful up in this community and in this area, and it was partly work and partly the partners and physicians I work with that make such a great opportunity. Part of it was upstate and the academic opportunities that we have here. Mm-hmm. And I would have to say a great part of it was Dr. Setter, the partnership that I've seen other centers of excellence have and other physicians have in their practices with another shoulder and elbow surgeon. And it was just a great opportunity for me to come up here and work with him.
Well, that's great. As a Central New Yorker born and returned myself, I'm pleased that you're both here. Well, I thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Setter and Dr. Nanavati. You've certainly given us more insight to problems and treatments for shoulders and elbows. And now, listeners, it's time for another quick break, but stay tuned. When we return, we've got calendar events to tell you about, our Every Patient's Advocate tip of the week, and much more. We'll be back in a moment. This is University Hospital's HealthLink On Air on 570 WSYR.